Happy Derby Day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat. And of course, you already know that all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to check us out, please take a moment to do so. We've got all sorts of free information, Newcomer's Corner with explanations on how to make bets, what they mean, and also a horse to watch list, which has been producing winners throughout the meeting, and it's all on horseracing-selections.com. And of course, not to mention winning daily selections from Santa Anita Park. All right, let's get to today's card because it is a good one. First post at 12:30 p.m. And also a quick reminder that there are 11 races today. Now, the Kentucky Derby will be between the 6th and 7th race locally here. So keep that in mind. And there is a little bit of a break, so it's going to afford you an opportunity to get down on the Kentucky Derby as well as make your selections and do a little handicapping for race 7. All right, let's get to it. And the first race today, on Saturday, 6 furlongs on the grass. It's an allowance optional claiming event for 3-year-olds, and they are in for a tag of $100,000. And there is one horse that is eligible for that $100,000 claiming price. That's Always On Cue, and it is R.B. Hess and Mike Smith teaming up there. This is going to be gelded son of Collected is going to be making his first start today as a gelding. So we gave this a B rating. And we like this race a little bit. Your 5-2 morning line favorite is the rail horse Scatify under Juan Hernandez. All right, we turn to the second race. And this is a mile on the dirt. It's an allowance optional claimer for 4-year-olds and upward. And the optional claiming price is $80,000. Short field of 5 goes here, and you've got one horse, and that is your second choice. Hero Status will be eligible for that $80,000 price tag. So, and then, of course, the 6-5 heavy morning line favorite is Cowboy Mike from the Bob Baffert stable, handled here by Juan Hernandez. The third race, your free podcast play of the day comes here. This is a 6-furlong event, starter, optional claimer for 3-year-olds and upward, and they are in for a tag of 50. And you've got Hawker in for 50, Rexford in for 50. Those are the two horses that will be in for the tag. We really like the looks here of the rail horse, Pioneer Prince for Mike Smith, Dick Mandela. This horse has looked really, really solid in his maiden race for 50. And they're adding blinkers here today. He's buried down on the rail, unfortunately. But look for him to show more speed, such as he did in that maiden victory when he was in for that 50 tag here. He just looks like the best horse. He had some problems in his last race. He had some traffic problems. He had a rough break. And Mike Smith thinks enough to stick with him. He's been the only jockey that's taken a seat on him in the afternoon. So he looks like he's going to be tough to deal with. He's your 8-5 morning line favorite, and he looks like a solid play here in the third. Pioneer Prince, and that's your free podcast play of the day brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. We're going to come right back in the fourth and give you your free handicapping seminar. This is a 5.5-furlong event, maiden claimer for cowbred or cow-sired maidens 3, 4, and 5 years old, and they are in for a tag of 50. And from the rail out, we have Antonsen, 8-5 with Juan Hernandez. Log On to Win, 5-2 with Hector Barrios. Sunday Sun, 8-1 with Giovanni Franco. Square Doro, 8-1 with Tiago Pereira. Come Fly Away, 3-1 with Tyler Bays. Unusual Measure, 20-1 with Jose Valdivia. And Cody Boy, 8-1 with Kyle Frey. All right, the rail horse is our top play here. Carla Gaines sends out this 5-year-old full horse by Smiling Tiger. Juan Hernandez is taking the call here. And the last work on April 28th in 47-2 was deemed really, really good by our clockers. A nice solid move here. And he's coming off of two runner-up efforts. Now, the only concern here is he got a little bit of hang in him. So we're going to give him a look back here. As far as the numbers go on paper, he's the best horse. He figures to get the trip from the inside under Hernandez. He looks tough to beat here at 8-5. So today is probably going to be the day that Antonsen gets his picture taken for that maiden diploma. Log On to Win, we used him as our third horse, Cesar de Alba, making his 11th start as a maiden. Now, that's never a good thing. But we have much respect for the barn of Cesar de Alba. Hector Barrios is taken over today. And that drill at Los Alamitos on April 20th and 46-3 from the gate, that was a nice drill. Now, this horse has always worked fairly well in the morning. His work tab is a little spotty, which is a little bit of some concern. But he's well spotted, and we used him as our third horse here. Sunday Sun and Square Doro, we took passes on both of these horses. Sunday Sun is coming off of a lengthy layoff today for the Steve Knapp barn. Giovanni Franco is taking over here. And broke slow in his debut. That was back in September of 2023 at Del Mar. Broke slow in his debut and really didn't do much. Just kind of galloped around the track that afternoon. Time off has probably done him well. But we're going to give a wait-and-see attitude with Sunday Sun here. We're going to watch a race. He does benefit from getting Lasix also this afternoon. Square Doro, what can you say about his debut? It was just pretty bad. Bumped a little bit at the start. Kind of got crowded early away from the gate. But after that, he really didn't do any running. Now, he's going to benefit from a race under his belt. There's no doubt about that. Thiago Pereira is taking the call here for Hector Palma. He wasn't really bet in his debut. He was a 21-1 when he went into the gate. So that tells us that really wasn't expected to do much that afternoon. Been working good in the morning. I guess I would say that if this guy went off at maybe a little bit higher than his morning line, maybe 12-15-1, he might be worth taking a stab at. And as a price play. But he's got a lot of work to do. That debut was just not really all that impressive. Come Fly Away. He's our second horse here, Clifford Seiss. And he's got some blue-collar type drills here in the morning. Not really all that special, eye-catching, popping out at you. He's doing his rehearsals at San Luis Rey. Clifford Seiss is not known for having his horses ready to, rock and roll first time out. But he finds a spot here, I think, which is advantageous. And there is one move at San Luis Rey, 47-4 out of the gate, which indicates that he's got a little bit of run in him. So we used him as our second horse here in the fourth race. Unusual measures, just going to have to pop out of his, just jump out of his skin here. He is dropping to a maiden 50. And he's going to have to improve a lot off of his recency. And Cody Boy drawn outside for Ian Kruljack. Kyle Frey is new. This is another horse that couldn't prove. He was flattered by Final Storm, who came back and won his last race off of that maiden win. So, but he just looks like he looks common to us. Nothing special at all. Antonsen's our top horse. Come Fly Away, we used in the second spot, and Log On to Win is our third horse in the fourth race. And that's your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. All right, if you like long shots, you're going to like the fifth. We've got a nice price release here. If you'd like in on that, we encourage you to check out our website at horseracing-selections.com and get tied on, because this is a nice price play that we're it's pretty promising. We've got some good info on this horse. So it's a fifth race is a B-rated race. It's a mile on the turf, maiden claiming for fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old, in for a tag of 50. And so we're going to have our fingers crossed here in the fifth. Wide open race, and your morning line favorite in here is at the 3-1 horse, OK Rose at 3-1, Peter Urton and Juan Hernandez. Turn to the sixth race. This is a C-minus rated race for us. 5.5 furlongs claiming for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And the price is $10,000 claiming. Take the blinkers off Woodbine Way. And good luck here in the sixth, because this is a very, very tough race. We spent a lot of time on here and landed on a horse that, we think is going to be competitive. 5-2 morning line favorite is drawn outside Dancing Dana. Turn to the seventh. This is an A race, 1.25 on the turf, the Charles Whittingham, grade two, $200,000 event for 4-year-olds and upward. And you've got some nice marathon turfers in here. Planetario is coming back. Rock Emperor is a very interesting invader coming in from Gulfstream Park. Dicey Mochara certainly knows his way around this course. Awfully Naughty. Balladeer can be tough on the front end. Gold Phoenix has got some pass class. This is a good race, a solid race. Actually, our best bet of the day comes in this race, so good luck in the eighth. The ninth race, 1.125 on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event for maidens 3, 4, and 5 years old. We gave this a B-plus race, and we've got a first-timer in here, Demonitive, coming in. Victor Espinosa's taking the call from Mike McCarthy, and also Mysterious Husband for Mark Glatt and Tyler Bays. The ninth race is a good one as well. There's some competitive races today. So if you're going to be playing a pick six, good luck. Just hope that you're able to spread in a lot of these races, and maybe a single here or there. There might be two singles on the pick six today, but other than that, it's a good card. The 10th race, 6 furlongs, claiming for 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and up, which have never won 2 races in for a price of $16,000. We gave this a C-rated race. You've got a $1.2 million baby in here, and he's now 6, and that is Thales. Wasn't able to get the job done at this level last time, $16,000 race, so I guess he was kind of a bad purchase when you look back at that $1.2 million tag, but nonetheless, if you get an opportunity to check him out, do so, because he cost a pretty penny a while back at, in 2000, the OBS sale. So he's 4-1 on the morning line. Your morning line favorite in here is the Big Cheezola at 3-1. So don't know why I started talking about Thales. It's always interesting when you see these million-dollar horses and they're running for a tag of 16. So something's gone wrong along the way. So I guess I would say just use a little caution if you're, looking to land on him. And finally, we wrap up things in the 11th. And this is another good turf race. 1.125 allowance optional claiming event. For fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, in for a tag of 50, an optional tag of 50. Mahia is in for that $50,000 price tag, as is Thump's Dream. So those are the two horses that are eligible to be claimed. This is another wide open turfer, 1.125. So good luck if you decide to partake in that. And again, this is one of those pick six races. If you're alive here in the 11th, coming in the 11th, good luck. You've done some good handicapping, and hopefully you've spread, because this is a tough race to figure. Okay, for those of you who have stuck around, our Kentucky Derby pick, no surprise. We love Fierceness. We've been high on this horse all year, even when he was running bad, and he turned in some dismal efforts, some disappointing efforts. We were still on his bandwagon. He's razor sharp now. He's looking good in the morning. He's galloping well, and he's going to take some beating on Saturday in the Kentucky Derby. So we like Fierceness to win the 150th version of the Kentucky Derby. All right, good luck with your wagers today. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Sunday. Until then, Cash those tickets. If you need help, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. Talk to you tomorrow.